All right, now, as best I can figure, this is where we left off. If two boys were walking across a field and they saw a crow in the field eating the farmer's corn, and then they chased the crow off, later on they might tell the farmer about it, and they would say, "We picked up a
rock
and we
threw it."
Okay, would you say anything other than threw?
You could say we throwed it.
Well, I mean, might you say chunk it or pitch it or fling it? Or
I don't remember saying anything other than through a throat.
Okay. If you knocked on somebody's door and there was no answer, you'd say, "Well, I guess he's not."
Not at home.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody came to see your wife and you met them outside, you might say, "Well, she's in."
She's inside.
All right. Or she's blank the house.
She's in the house.
And if you wanted to say what room particularly, you would say she's blank the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
What?
She's in the kitchen.
Okay. What is that black stuff that many people drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
Okay, now there are really two ways of drinking coffee. You can drink it blank milk or blank milk.
Drink it with or without.
Mm-hmm. All right. What would you call coffee without milk?
Black.
Any other term for that?
Not that I know of. If you were drinking whiskey without anything in it, you'd say straight, but I never heard coffee referred to as straight.
Did you ever hear of drinking coffee barefooted?
No.
Okay. If somebody is not going away from you, you'd say he's coming straight
towards me.
Mm-hmm. And if you saw somebody in town that you hadn't expected to see, you were telling your wife about it, you would say, "I just happened to run
into."
All right. And if a child was given, I guess you were given the same name as your father, you would say you were named
Junior.
Or another way of saying that, you were named
for my father.
Mm-hmm.
Or after.
Which would you probably say?
I would say for.
All right. Mm-hmm. And the animal that barks is a
dog.
If you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you say to him?
"Get him."
And then how would you call him off?
"Come here."
Okay. What would you call a dog that was a mixed breed?
A mongrel.
Mm-hmm. Suppose he were completely worthless.
Just an old cur dog.
Mm-hmm. And what if he were a little yapping, noisy dog?
So that's a feisty little rascal.
Okay. Would you say he's a feist?
Not just because he was noisy.
Is feist a breed of dog, or does it just mean?
I don't know. I don't really know, but I think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if there were a dangerous dog, you might say, "Look out, or that dog will
bite you."
And yesterday he
bit me.
And the mailman had to go to the doctor after he got
bitten.
Would you ever say dog bit?
Yeah, I would say I don't want to get dog bit.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying I don't want a dog to bite me, I would simply say I don't want to get dog bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's common.
Good. And in a herd of cattle, what do you call the male?
Bull.
Did you ever hear that it was not polite to use that word around women?
Yes, I've known people who didn't because they thought it was impolite. Mm-hmm. But I never considered it so myself.
What would they say instead of bull?
A male.
All right, uh-huh. And then you've said this word, I'm sure. The kind of animal that you keep for milk is a